Hey lovebirds, welcome back to Relationship Goals. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to dish out some real talk about building a relationship that's as strong as steel and as warm as a fuzzy blanket on a cold day. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of it all. Intimacy and emotional connection. Ever feel like you're talking to your partner, but not really connecting? You know that feeling when words just fall flat and you're left wondering if you speak different languages? It happens to the best of us. Building intimacy isn't about cheesy pickup lines or grand romantic gestures, though those are always nice. It's about creating a safe space where you can be truly vulnerable, where your feelings are heard, understood, and appreciated. And guess what? That starts with communication, my friends. So let's get real for a minute. Communication is the foundation of any successful relationship. But it's not just about talking, it's about listening, truly listening, to understand what your partner is saying, feeling, and needing. Remember, there are no silly questions or feelings in a healthy relationship. It's all about fostering that open dialogue where both partners feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game and build a deeper connection. 1. Active listening is everything. It's more than just nodding and saying aha. Active listening means paying undivided attention, absorbing what your partner is saying, and reflecting back the thoughts and feelings to show them you truly understand. Ever notice how good it feels when someone really hears you? It's magic. 2. Speak your truth kindly. This is where honesty meets vulnerability. Share your feelings, your needs, your desires, even the tough stuff. Remember, communication isn't about winning an argument, it's about understanding each other. 3. Embrace safe statements. Instead of blaming or accusing "you always make me feel," try using "I" statements to express how you feel. For example, "I feel hurt when," or "I need." This keeps a focus on your experience and encourages a more constructive conversation. 4. Make time for meaningful conversations. Life gets busy, I know. But carving out dedicated time for meaningful conversations is essential. Put away the phones, turn off the TV, and create a space where you can truly connect without distractions. Maybe try those over the dinner talks or even a nightly check-in before bed. 5. Don't forget the little things. A little goes a long way. Tell your partner how much you appreciate them, leave a sweet note, give them a hug. These small gestures can have a huge impact on building intimacy and making your partner feel loved and valued. Think about that time you were having a rough day, feeling down or overwhelmed. Did a simple text from your partner make all the difference? See, those little acts of kindness speak volumes. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and David, who have been together for 5 years. They've built a solid foundation, but lately things felt distant. Work stress, family obligations, life got in the way. But one evening, they decided to put everything aside and go for a walk. No phones, no distractions, just them and the sound of their own footsteps. During that walk, Sarah started sharing some anxiety she'd been feeling about her job. David listened intently, asking questions and offering words of encouragement. He didn't try to fix it, he just listened and made her feel heard. Later, David shared his own struggles with a recent project, and Sarah offered him the same support. That walk became a turning point for them. They realized that even amidst chaos, they could create space for open communication and genuine connection. See? It's all about making a conscious effort to prioritize your relationship and nurture the emotional intimacy through open and honest communication. So my lovebirds, take these takeaways and run with them. Practice active listening, speak your truth kindly, make time for meaningful conversations, and don't forget the little things. Remember, building a strong and fulfilling partnership is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones and let me know in the comments what communication tips have been most helpful for you. Until next time, keep those lines of communication open and those hearts connected. I'm rooting for you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.